as chorus full of harmless thought beneath the willows lay, kind love a comely shepherd brought to pass the time away. She blushed to be encountered so, and chid the amorous swain. But as she strove to rise and go, he pulled her back again. A sudden passion seized her heart in spite of her disdain. She found a pulse in every part and love in every vein. Ah, youth, quoth she, what charms are these that conquer and surprise? Ah, let me, for unless you please, I have no power to rise. She faintly spoke and trembling lay for fear he should comply. But virgins' eyes their hearts betray and give their tongues the lie. Thus she who princes had denied with all their pompous train was in the lucky minute tried and yielded to the swain. And since the sweets of love I found my bliss, I'll ne'er deny, fair Corydon my joy shall crown, he loves as well as I. When I'm in both our hands has joined, I'll ask him to forgive, because that virgins are confined in chastity to live. God Cupid did me overpower and made me try too soon. Fair Croydon in lucky hour did nip the bud unblown. But since he's constant to me still, who dares of me complain? No mortal could withstand his will, so charming is my swain. The lovely Phyllis did the same when Stephron came to woo. He did not think herself in blame, may not I frolic too? Love's powers are great, I must confess, and those that ne'er have tried, with blushes easily may guess, such joys can't be denied. Since Corydon I've made my mate, I never shall repent. But bless my timely happy fate, which brought me this content. I would not be a maid again for Jove's rich shower of gold, whilst other nymphs sit and complain in pleasures I am bold. We now together sit and sing whilst that our flocks do feed. We hug and kiss like anything, he gives me what I need. The neighboring nymphs do garlands make to crown us happy pair, whilst I the joyous pleasures take with Corydon, my dear. The pretty birds in pleasant groves do sweetly chirp and sing. They seem to imitate imitate our loves and usher in the spring. Fond amorette, I would advise to use her youthful time. Phyllis and I have been more wise, we took it in our prime. You shepherdesses of this plain that hear me sing this song, do not consume your times in vain by living maids too long. Such joys are in a married life, such pleasures to attend. She that's a faithful shepherd's wife is happy to the end.